We are just beginning to learn that stressful experiences affect gene expressions in humans as well. Children whose pregnant mothers had been trapped in unheated houses in a prolonged ice storm in Quebec had major epigenetic changes compared with the children of mothers whose heat had been restored within a day. McGill researcher Moshe Jiff compared the epigenetic profiles of hundreds of children born into the extreme ends of social privilege in the United Kingdom and measured the effects of child abuse on both groups. Differences in social class were associated with distinctly different epigenetic profiles, but abused children in both groups had in common specific modifications in 73 genes. In Jiff's words, "Major changes to our bodies can be made not just by chemicals and toxins, but also in the way the social world talks to the hardwired world." Monkeys clarify old questions about nature versus nurture. One of the clearest ways of understanding how the quality of parenting and environment affects the expression of genes comes from the work of Stephen Somi, chief of the National Institutes of Health's Laboratory of Comparative Ethology. For more than 40 years, Somi has been studying the transmission of personality through generations of rhesus monkeys, which share 95% of human genes, a number exceeded only by chimpanzees and bonobos. Like humans, rhesus monkeys live in large social groups with complex alliances and status relationships, and only members who can synchronize their behavior with the demands of the troop survive and flourish. Rhesus monkeys are also like humans in their attachment patterns. Their infants depend on intimate physical contact with their mothers, and just as Bowlby observed in humans, they develop by exploring their reactions to their environment, running back to their mothers whenever they feel scared or lost. Once they become more independent, play with their peers is the primary way they learn to get along in life. Somi identified two personality types that consistently ran into trouble: uptight, anxious monkeys who become fearful, withdrawn, and depressed even in situations where other monkeys will play and explore, and highly aggressive monkeys who make so much trouble that they are often shunned, beaten up, or killed. Both types are biologically different from their peers. Abnormalities in arousal levels, stress hormones, and metabolism of brain chemicals like serotonin can be detected within the first few weeks of life, and neither their biology nor their behavior tends to change as they mature.